I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. My name is Alex. I'm your host, and with me is Sean. Hi, Sean.
What's up, babe?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
You want to tell everyone what we're talking about today?
We're going to talk about our favorite topic. Grayson.
Yes. We're going to do a little Grayson update for you guys.
A lot of exciting things happening here at the Guthrow Palace.
Yeah, we feel like it's time to let you guys know what's going on. We don't, you know, we only do these so often, so, you know, we figured we'd do another one.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. And, a lot of changes that have been going on over the past couple of months, so. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, definitely have had an impact on all of us in different ways. You know, Grayson as well as us, you know, kind of changed our roles a little bit with me going back to work. And I know Alex talked a little bit about that on
last episode.
Well, actually, no, it's the next episode.
Oh.
We recorded it already, but it's the next episode. Yes, you'll hear a little bit more about that specifically. But
yes.
Yeah, so why don't you kick us off with some of the stuff that's going on in therapy and stuff.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to talk about now, actually. So Grayson has been doing fantastic in therapy. He is just like breezing through everything. It's amazing. He's so disciplined and he just listens so well. We've come such a long way. He's completing puzzles. He's doing sequencing. We also just got his ALC device. So one of his iPads were broken, so we just got that back from the shop, fixed that. That's going to run just the ALC device. We're using Prolog 2Go. You can find that on the App Store. We did get it. We were lucky. We got it while it was on sale, so always check your App Store if you're looking for that program periodically just to see if they're running a sale. I think it goes for $250, and we got it for $150, so as soon as I saw it was on sale that day, our therapist and BCBA were actually here, and our BCBA was like, you need to order that right now. Like, that's never on sale. You have to order it. So I was like, I'm going to order it right now. So that's what I did. So, and then that was like a month ago I ordered it, and then we got the iPad fixed, and so that's what it's running. So the BCBA actually took it home to get it fully programmed, but what we started with while they were still here.
Two words.
Hugs. Well, hugs was first, and then we added yogurt. It's so funny because our BCBA and our therapist, our BCBA was like, let's just start with hugs. And the therapist was like, no, I think yogurt is way more motivating. And she's like, no, we're going to start with hugs.
That's just because she wanted hugs.
She loves Grayson. We love her. She's the best.
If she ever has to reschedule, like, her appointment or something, like, she gets so upset. Like, I don't get my fill.
Yeah, I need him this week. And, like, she even told us, she's like, there's a house next door for sale. Like, she's just the best. We love her. She's so good for
Grayson.
Why don't
you move next door so I can see Grayson whenever I want?
I know. She's so good for Grayson.
I was thinking to myself, maybe we'll consider that if you would consider babysitting.
Oh, I'm sure she would love it. She would probably be like, he's staying over for the weekend.
Sure, no problem.
And it would be great. We could trust her because she's a BCBA and she works with him. She would know exactly what to do. Grayson would probably want to kill us. He'd be like, are you guys serious right now? Like, you bring these people to my house every single day and now they're babysitting me? Like, well, we don't leave him with it. He never gets babysat. We never leave him.
We haven't gone out too much.
No, so. We barely even leave him, like, with grandparents,
you know,
ever.
Wedding.
We've
only really gone to a wedding recently, so
yeah.
that he was babysat for.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to plan another date, and, like,
he was young then.
Soon. But, Life has been just so insane lately.
It has.
Like, we're literally just to try to find time for us to kind of.
We need.
Recoup.
I think
we're having a date night in, and we're gonna get dressed up.
We are next week.
We're gonna turn our living room into a nightclub. And
I'm gonna wear a dress and all, and heels. And Sean, what are you gonna wear? A suit?
It's a surprise.
Okay, I'm excited.
I'm gonna look very handsome.
I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. But I think since, you know, we're now talking about that, we should go back and listen to our, like, self-care episodes and take our own advice.
A little more.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so therapy's going great. Got the ALC device. We'll get that on Monday, coming full swing.
Did you post that on Instagram?
The ALC?
Or Facebook or both?
I haven't. I have to, actually.
Yeah, we got to definitely post that.
Yeah.
We have
this
little
past
video.
Week, the posting on Building the Puzzle has been a little slow, so I'm sorry. I've been really busy, actually, with Grayson and Company. Grayson and Company has been doing so well. We're getting a lot of orders coming in. So it's
like every day. We have orders coming in.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of getting all that stuff done right now.
But like, you know, I wasn't home. Obviously when therapy was going on, I was working. So Alex sent me the video after they did the program, those two words, hugs and yogurt. And it had a little video of our BCBA and our therapist. One was doing hugs. One was doing yogurt.
And first it was like hugs, hugs, hugs. Yogurt, hugs, hugs, yogurt, yogurt, yogurt. Like,
yeah.
And you had our BCBA doing hugs and our therapist doing yogurt. Like, so it was hugs, spoonful of yogurt, hug, spoonful of yogurt. Like, just to get him to know what the system was.
To understand
here.
The concept. You know, he presses the button, he gets what he wants.
Yeah.
And for me, like, watching that video, oh man, it brought tears to my eyes just seeing him be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate and like just picturing like all the amazing things he'll be able to, you know, accomplish.
Yeah.
And how much easier it'll be. You know, those devices as your kids get older are like, if you have a nonverbal or partially verbal child, it's huge because, you know, the old way before they had stuff like that was to use PEC systems.
Yep.
And you'd have to carry a massive binder around everywhere you went.
It's like too much. So it's all electronic and digital now. It's like, so much easier.
I mean, you'd have to flip pages and find where the PEX card is for what you want to say. And
he was so excited.
It takes forever. Like, it's hard. So
he was smiling, everything. And like we're like, you have a voice. You're going to have a voice now.
He was so happy.
Yeah. So eventually, you know, we'll put the emotions in there. Happy, sad, you know, all of that stuff.
And, how did he, like, I never asked you this, so did he, like, have any issues, like, thinking it was his iPad to watch YouTube when he had it?
No, he didn't try to get out of the screen at all.
No. Okay.
And I kept saying that, actually, during, I'm like, he's going to look for YouTube, and he didn't.
Yeah, because the two iPads we have are exactly the same.
Yeah, but
the same color, same model.
No, the case is coming tomorrow.
You're getting a new case.
I bought a baby blue case with a handle on it, so he knows that that is only communication, so that it doesn't like. Because I feel like that would cause a behavior, like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
You see, guys, we're so busy that we're catching up on communicating with each other about this stuff.
Sean doesn't even know what I ordered it yesterday.
Live.
Yes. Yes.
On the podcast.
Yep. Well, we haven't talked about it, you know. Yeah. You've been busy working, and I've been busy doing everything else, too. And, you know, we've been so busy, both of us.
Yeah.
So.
I'll tell you, with me going back to work, we would never be able to do this without Alex being such a good mom. And
thanks,
doing so
babe.
Much with the homeschool and the therapy.
Thanks.
And the, running the building. I mean, the.
Do you see what I look like, though? Do we see what I look like?
They can't.
No, you, I'm saying.
I can.
Yeah, it's not a pretty sight, folks. You're lucky.
Don't
you
listen
can't
to her.
See me
she
right
looks
now.
Gorgeous all the time.
I am
Damn.
Like struggling.
Oh, that's not true. Anyway, so. Christmas coming up. Well, Thanksgiving. He was great for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We had an absolute ball
on
Thanksgiving Day.
We danced and everything.
I was working so much that week that we stayed home. We didn't go anywhere. Grandma
so
came
fun.
Over for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were singing, dancing. He loved the parade this year on TV, watching it.
Grandma was watching it with him early in the morning.
Yeah, like, as soon as they, Grandma let us sleep in a little bit. And they were watching the parade in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's awesome, like, to see him, like, interested in stuff like that now, because.
Mm-hmm. Even being so social with Grandma and doing all that's big, you know, for these children.
Yeah, he never was really interested in watching stuff like that in the past. You know, and obviously if he was watching that, he can watch the TV again. They broke that habit in therapy.
We can watch it.
Amazing, because I can finally...
Babe.
I don't watch much TV, but I can finally watch a sports game
babe,
without
so
having a problem.
Today. I got an Oculus, the virtual headset.
Yeah.
And I take it out of the box, and he is obsessed with looking at it. So I'm like, that's my toy. You have your toy. I have my toy. Like, so then I'm there, and I have it on.
Tell him what the Oculus is.
It's a virtual reality. So it's like you're in it. So like you can go up to the space station, and it's like you're actually like you can go down roller coasters. So it's like it's really cool.
It's a headset that you put on your head.
Yeah, and it has like lenses around your eyes.
3D image, and then it has some hand controllers so that like.
Do you know you can program your hands without using the controllers, and it's hands, and you can just
But it also can do stuff like if you're interacting like with things in the video, like we watched a video of it. We haven't done this yet, but like a guy was actually pouring himself drinks.
Yeah, like that's the workstation. I saw that.
The soda machine and stuff.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And it went back and forth between seeing what was really happening in reality and then what he saw through his like on his
side
from his perspective.
Yeah. You can even be like in The Conjuring, the horror movie, like it's so scary. The other night I did it but on my phone, so like you guys can go to YouTube and look up virtual reality videos, and it's just like almost the same thing, only it's not all around your face, you're looking at it on your phone. But Sean came in, I'm like, sit down in this chair, because it tells you to sit in a spinning chair so you can look all around, you know. And I'm like, sit down in this chair, okay, now look at this phone. And he hits play, and it's like The Conjuring starting. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not doing this. You're nuts. And he wouldn't even do it.
I don't do horror movies. My idea of fun has nothing to do with being scared shitless. That is not fun. I'm sorry. All right, now I got to mark this episode with,
Parental advisory
now.
Because you said the shitless word.
Yeah.
Now I can just say it again because it's already... Damn.
It's supposed to be a PC show, you know? Like...
It's all right.
Well, it is what it is. Anyway.
And bleep. No.
So he was obsessed with it.
And then I had it on. And he, like, came over to me. He was on the couch and I'm standing in front of him. And I'm like... He's probably like, what the hell is she doing? Like, you can't see my eyes, and I'm standing there, and I'm going up in the space station, and I'm flying, and I'm like, holy, oh my gosh. And I'm like sweating, like my legs are getting a little shaky because I'm all the way up. I'm high up off the cliffs. Like, it was intense. So... But I was like, I took it off. I'm like, here, Greg, come here, try it. Put your face, look in there. And he almost did, and then he wouldn't. So
we'll get him to do it.
He will be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
he will not know what to do with himself. Could you imagine if I played like 3D Mickey and
oh man. I guarantee you, once we get it on him, he'll probably be obsessed with it.
Yes.
That's kind of how he is with a lot of things.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, even with the TV, now that he's watching the TV again, he's okay with that. Like, we have to be kind of careful at the same time. So,
because he can become addicted very quickly.
He'll, like, when we first put it on, he'll ask to change the channel a lot.
Yeah.
And we'll usually change the channel once, but then that's it after that.
Right.
So.
He and you know what? I even said to our therapist yesterday, I'm like, he got so good so quick with the TV again. Like, it literally took less than a week. And he's like. He really did. He's like, that is like that stuff never usually happens that quickly. So he's just doing fantastic.
Especially that's something that has to do with impacting his like sensory stuff. And he's got a very unique sensory profile. And
right.
It's like very, what's the word? Very sensitive.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it so impressive.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's because of how sensitive he is to sensory stuff that he can adapt that quickly to.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show how, like, far he's come with stuff.
It's amazing to just... Isn't it so amazing to just watch him now? Like, just... How did you feel yesterday when you saw him in therapy and, like, you know, doing things? Because you haven't really, like, seen too much lately.
So I was here for the beginning of therapy, like, the first half hour. And the therapist was like, hand Dad your phone. So he handed me the phone right away. As soon as he handed me the phone, he walked right over, like, without anybody asking or anything, he walked right over, sat right down.
Yeah. I talk about that actually in the next episode. There's
hardly any of him getting upset when I was there in therapy.
Very tough on him.
He was paying attention. He didn't get up and run away and try to elope at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's ripping through stuff. You know, I know the BCBA was saying, I forget what activity they're doing. They're doing some kind of cards.
What do you wash your hair with?
Yeah. So, now they're using function cards. So, they'll have shampoo, and they'll say, what do you wash your hair with? And they'll have to pick up the shampoo card.
Yep.
So, he's trying to connect, the function of certain, items.
Right.
With the item. And he's, ripped through them. The BCBA is you're on set three, right? He's like, no, we're mixing all of them together already. He's already mastered all yep. of it. It's amazing.
It really is.
I mean, the reading is ridiculous, too. Too, how we can read, everything.
He's 100% hyperlexic.
Oh, yeah. He reads and understands everything. He'll even point to words.
It's so cool.
Didn't he point to the word yes one time when you asked him something?
I had said I love you, and he was watching something, and he hit pause, and he pointed, and it was love.
It
was right after I said that, and it was his way of telling me, that he loves me too, but he couldn't say it.
Yeah, that'll be amazing with the AAC device when he does that. Yes.
I know.
What he could say, I love you.
Oh my gosh.
That'll be pretty amazing.
I think I could cry just thinking about it, honestly. Couldn't you? Crying right now?
No. No, I recorded an episode that I think launches tomorrow, and yours launches Sunday.
Mine launches Sunday, okay.
Yeah, I was crying in that one, so. If you want to hear Sean cry, go ahead. Go listen to tomorrow's episode 74. Yeah.
I actually, what you were saying about therapy, about how he just goes right over to the table, I had talked about that on the episode on Sunday a little bit, just about I'm tough on Grayson, If Grayson even slacks a little bit, I'm like, come on, let's go. Back to work. Sit down at the table. I'm tough on him. So he's really disciplined.
It's amazing now, too. We can cut his hair. We cut all his hair. Last time we cut his hair, we did his hair in one day, one sit down.
We're doing his hair next week.
Maybe
we should try to do it on Sunday or something.
His nails, he just hands you his hand now.
Yeah.
And, no problem at all.
I know.
Teeth brushing. We took him to the dentist for the first time. I don't know if we talked about that yet, but.
I don't know if we did either. That's, okay, future episode. There we go.
But we took him to the dentist. Everything was really good. His teeth looked great. He actually handled it really well.
He did.
And again, it's little, how they give you a little goodie bag or whatever of stuff. He had some little kid floss, reach and floss things. They're like fishies.
Yeah.
And every night now I'm trying to desensitize him to them. So I'll hand it to him. And first I had him just touching it. And now he'll put it all the way up in his mouth. He doesn't know how to use it yet, but the fact that he just is cool with putting it up in his mouth and doesn't have a problem.
And he knows it goes there. Now he's programmed to know where it goes and stuff like that too.
Yeah. And I mean, it's literally amazing how his receptive language and how responsive he is. I mean, the other day, I was like, Grayson, come here. He was literally watching a video, looking the other way, and he hopped right up and ran right over to me.
He's the best.
You're not used to you get to the point you're not as used to that.
Right.
So it's amazing when it happens.
Yeah.
What about the other night?
What was it? So much has happened. Oh, so he fell asleep about 7:15 this night, and about 12:30, we noticed he woke up. We walked into the room, and he was just sitting there with his eyes open, just looking around. Well, this went on for 3 hours. He didn't even get out of bed. And everyone's like, are you sure he wasn't sleeping? I'm like, no, he wasn't sleeping. As we walked in the room, he'd look over, look at us. Legs would move. He was totally coherent.
And you look, we have a camera, so, and it's, it sees in the dark and all that kind of stuff. So Like, but all you see is these, like, glowing eyes. Like, if you're out in, like...
Freaky.
Like, it's like, you know, like a raccoon or a fox or something in the woods that you see with the eyes
just glowing. You just see him, like, looking around, like, from each side of the room. Like, I'm like, what is he doing? Like, who is he talking to?
Like, and we literally spent the night, like, a normal night that we would have.
Yeah.
Doing normal stuff. And we're like, what is this? Yep. He didn't even get out of, like, just... It was strange.
Yeah, it was.
It was strange. But, I mean, he's also been looking at the pictures on the wall like crazy. Of, you know, we have a picture of family members on the wall.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of our deceased family members' pictures on that wall. And he stares at that wall.
And I'm always like, who are you looking? It's like, I call it the dead wall.
Which one are you looking at? Yeah, it's like a memorial wall.
Yeah, who do you see? So then, like, I'll go through everybody. I'm like, was Grandpa Wayne here? Was great-grandmom here? Whenever I say great-grandmom, though, he does smile a lot. I know I say, was the mom-mom here? Because that's what she used to always say. It's the mom-mom. So.
I don't know. They say, like, kids can feel it's those freaky. Things. So
it's freaky.
Wouldn't surprise me. And that was just a very strange night. And then eventually he just fell asleep. And
he did.
Was back.
And he, like, self-soothed himself the whole entire time.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was pretty cool. Like, we've had so many instances where he's fallen asleep early, woken up, and been up for, like, 4 hours running around the house.
Like 3 a.m. and I'm up with him, yeah.
Or he'll stay up, like, he'll wake up at 3 in the morning after sleeping for, like, 5.5 hours, 6 hours, mm-hmm. whatever.
And he'll just and lay he'll, there
and
awake.
And he'll lay there awake for a while, then get up, watch videos all the way to, like, therapy, and then you know what he does? Falls asleep in the middle of therapy.
Well, he hasn't done
that. He hasn't done that
in a while. Oh, my God. It's been like 2 years.
No, he did that.
Only once.
He did that a couple, like 2 months ago.
One time. That's it.
It was so funny.
In Ed's lap.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He was like right down in the therapist's lap and fell asleep like 15 minutes after he got here.
Yep. He said he has that effect on people. His wife does it too. Falls asleep all the time.
Alex is good at that too. When we watch movies... Alex never makes it through a friggin' movie.
I don't.
Movie.
And you
ever.
Know, I yell at my mother
ever,
for that.
Ever, ever, ever.
I yell at my mom for that, and now I'm turning it. You know what it is? I don't know. Because
and she tries to hide her eyes sometimes so
always,
that I'll say nothing
always,
to her.
Always, always. I always do. But I'll wake myself up, like, every couple seconds and be like, ooh, like, and try to make sound effects so that he thinks I'm awake. It's very difficult, you know?
Imagine we're watching, like, something scary, and all of a sudden some scary or sad happens, and she's like, oh, wow!
Yeah, I would. I don't know how I know, like, wake up. I think I just, like, lightly fall asleep, like, and I know when you turn and look at me, because I try to open my eyes real quick. The one time I did fall asleep and didn't know you were looking at me. Remember, and you're like, babe, you fell asleep. I'm like, no, I didn't. And you're like, yes, you did, babe. You've been sleeping for like an hour. I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize.
Yeah. So with Christmas coming up, he definitely knows it's Christmas.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Very much so. We started decorating. He started putting on Christmas videos. Like,
helped decorate the whole tree.
He helped decorate the tree. He's a big helper now. He helps with everything.
He feels so important, though. Tonight he helped me with the gnomes. I was like, thank you so much for helping. I don't know how I would do this without you. And he just smiled like, I know.
Like, yeah, he was helping us with the ornaments and putting them on the tree. Mm-hmm. And I was like, which one do you want next? And, you know, we'd have to help him get it on,
he'd
you know,
help us
on
hang
the branch.
It up, hand over hand.
But I'd say, where do you want it? And he'd hold it. And I would, all right, let's put it here.
Yeah.
Perfect, you know. And then I even talked to him about some of the ornaments on the tree, and I'm like, where's Mickey Mouse? You know? And then I'm like, where's the Grayson snowman? And then Pip pointed the Grayson snowman. So
cute.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's... Having him participate now with stuff like that has definitely brought, like, I think, our family life to, like, a new level and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Because it was always like stuff in the past that, like,
he couldn't really
be involved in or wasn't interested, whatever.
Yeah, it was difficult.
You know, and I think we always tried to push him to do stuff, though.
Mm-hmm. We enjoy things so much more since he enjoys it now.
Even, like, just a little bit. Like, last year, like, we only had him put up, like, one or maybe two ornament. Mm-hmm. And we kind of really pushed him. He wasn't really interested at all.
He didn't want to be bothered.
But, you know, like that, just doing those one or two, I think, helped him grow to where, like, now he has, like, an interest.
He helped with every single one, remember?
Stuff. Yeah.
Remember Thanksgiving? He helped to unload the beers into the refrigerator.
Yep.
You're like, let's go. And he was like,
okay. He was standing right next to me. And he. He touched the one bottle. I'm like, oh, you want to hand that to me? And he picked it up, handed it to me. I'm like, all right, I'll put it in here. Can you get the next one? Before you know it, we went through almost the whole box. And I'm like, he started not paying attention. I'm like, you're slacking. You got two left. Come on.
And he did.
Yeah, he did them.
Yeah. See, now I have a helper.
Yeah. It's great.
Mm-hmm. He's a good boy.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, yeah, I mean, are we leaving anything out?
I think we talked about a lot.
Covered all the new updates that's going on with him.
Yeah.
You know, we're excited for the holidays, though. And
we're still potty training. That's been no progression. Whatever. We're working on it. I know. Listen, I know he's going to do it. He's so smart. He's going to get it.
Yeah.
When he wants to get it.
The potty training is a little tough right now with him, too. Like, with him stopping drinking the milk, he's not peeing as often.
No, he's holding it until nighttime when we put a diaper on him.
Yeah, and then he pees in the diaper.
He pees, but he's not peeing as much. But then, as soon, like, when I put his diaper on tonight, he filled it right away. Right away.
Yeah. So I'm like, you've been holding it. He's starting to understand the concept a little bit by being able to hold it and stuff like that. And thinking of that, so...
Yeah.
It's a matter of time. But, you know, like, normally when you're potty training, you're pumping fluids in the kids so much that they're peeing all the time. And we can't really do that with him.
Can't judge it at all.
We can't really do that with him not drinking out of the, you know, since he's lost his teeth. By the way, both of his teeth are already in. That fell out. So.
Yeah.
But he hasn't gone back to that. So, like...
Because she said, though, it's post-traumatic. The dentist said it's PTSD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's going to take a long time. That. But you saw how good he's doing with the cup now, right?
Yep. But that's affecting his potty training. He took a sip today. Is what I'm saying. It's because, I mean, how do you sit a kid on the toilet every 15 minutes all day long if he doesn't pee all day?
I don't know how.
Nighttime, so.
This kid hasn't drank anything in a month and a half, 2 months?
Yeah, not really.
I don't understand it.
A lot of the food he eats has a lot of...
Oh, yeah. He eats a lot of yogurt. It's hydrating. I put water in the meals now. And we also give him... We got him starting a cup. So we get, like, a couple sips in a day. Or he likes drinking out of the water bottle, too. He tries. Not there yet, but he does try. And we, you know, pour some in his mouth and all. So, so that's where we're at with that. But
he's going to get there, though, eventually with it.
Definitely.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, remember the dentist was like... He's not dehydrated. He's not dehydrating. You would know. He wouldn't even be able to keep himself awake.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much everything.
Excited for the holidays. We got some really good episodes coming up.
We're
going to do some, like, year in review stuff. Some
toy episode, I think we're doing soon, right?
Toy episode in a couple days. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff. You know, the end of the year, the last, like, week or so before Christmas and the week before New Year's, we'll have, you know, a lot of, like, end of the year, like, year in review, like I said, favorite episodes and a couple different things like that.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be reaching 100 episodes sometime in January, so that'll be a little fun little thing we'll do. Trying to get a couple more interviews lined up and, some fun stuff.
It'll be good. So. It will be good.
And next week, we're doing live on Vaxxed again.
Mm-hmm.
So
tune in for that. Building the Puzzle on Instagram, so you can check that out.
Yeah, live podcast for that one. So.
Yeah.
And obviously, the recording will be up on, you know, our site, too, and on our podcast, iTunes, everywhere you find our podcast. But it will be live on Building the Puzzle IG.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And on Instagram, again, Building the Puzzle. Facebook, page and a group, Building the Puzzle. And Grayson, www.grayson-company.com for all of our toys.
Awesome.
So we hope you guys have a good day.
And with that,
for Autism, Building the puzzle,
one piece at a time.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
signing off.
Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.